a word for you from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. I'd like to highlight that last word, self-control, because I want to look in this series on discipline. This is the first part of it, and I do hope that we can look at a number of different aspects of discipline. In this translation where I've read from in the ESV, it's mostly changed, or it looks at it with another word, and that is simply discipline or even self-discipline. This is something that is sorely needed. It is an unpopular topic. We immediately begin to sniff out and declare this must be legalism. You're calling us to be ascetics, to be monastics, to save ourselves through works. No, not at all. I do hope to point out that the Word of God is full of the subject of discipline. And here is one of the classic verses, that God has given us the spirit of discipline. His Holy Spirit creates in us not just power and love, but discipline. One can really say that discipline is what modern believers need the most, but want the least. There are so many verses in the Word of God, from the Old and the New Testament, which declare how important discipline is. And we will be covering different aspects of what discipline means, of what God's discipline is, of what self-discipline is, and then some misunderstandings, perhaps, about discipline. In Proverbs 24, verse 10, it says, "If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small." You see, if the day of adversity, when the difficulties come, you are not living a self-disciplined life, your strength will be small and you'll find yourself failing. Only by consistent, disciplined living can the strength of character be developed in us. Remember, days of adversity will come to us all. And only through disciplined living are we enabled to face those days of adversity without fainting. One thinks of one great Christian, Madame Guyon, who had a strong, disciplined character, and she was imprisoned for her faith in a filthy French prison in the 17th century for many years, but she rose above her surroundings in her spirit, and she could write, "My cage confines me round, abroad I cannot fly, but though my wing is closely bound, my heart's at liberty, my prison walls cannot control the flight and freedom of my soul."